Welcome, everyone, to Beyond the Baseline, Inside Fordham Basketball, a podcast for Fordham basketball fans to listen, provide some insight, and honestly, everyone, let's have some fun. I'm Don Dwyer, and this is my first episode. For some out there, you may be thinking, why do you want to create a podcast about Fordham basketball? Well, folks, I've watched Fordham basketball games for more than 20 years of my life. I was a ball boy for 5 of those years, which I consider the most successful string of years since the 90s Patriot League times, and I bleed maroon and white all the time. Now, what got me into doing a podcast as well is I've been actually listening to a bunch of shows, sports, news, and interviews, and I thought to myself, hey, why can't I do this? I've got a degree in journalism and broadcasting. Let's just make it happen. Take both of my passions, Fordham basketball and broadcasting, and putting them together. Now, some of you might actually know me from my website and YouTube videos at thesportscycle.com. I created that in the summer of my senior year of high school, and I've ran with it ever since. I actually used to do wrap-up reports on games and some analysis on the website. That's still all active, and I continue to keep going through it, so if you want to check it out on YouTube, I highly recommend it. Well, that's if you already know my background. Some might be listening and thinking, who is this guy? So for those of you who don't know much about me, here's my story. I'm a New York kid, grew up in the small hamlet of Hawthorne, New York. The town is actually named after writer Nathaniel Hawthorne, who wrote The Scarlet Letter. Anyways, I went to high school at Fordham Prep, which is on the campus of Fordham University. I'm alumni of 2008 there, coming up on 20 years for the 20th reunion. Crazy, I know. Well, my dad's also a graduate of Fordham Prep, also my brothers as well. My dad is 76, and Fordham University alum class of 80. So how did I become a ball boy? Well, my dad's always been a part of the Maroon Club and got a letter in the mail asking for ball boys in the year 2004 before the season started. So my dad went home, asked me and my younger brother, do you want to do this? My brother and I were like, yeah, that sounds like fun. We did it for the season opener versus St. Francis Brooklyn, no longer a D1 school, unfortunately. They won the game, and we were hooked after that first game and loved every single minute of it. Being on the court, seeing everything courtside, and getting to connect with the players was amazing. That's why the podcast is called Beyond the Baseline. A lot of my fun Fordham experiences have come from either mopping or recording highlights of those games in the Rose Hill Gym at those locations. So after being part of the Fordham family with the players and the Wittenbergs, Coach Derek Wittenberg was the coach at the time, I wanted to become a manager or preferred walk-on. I always wanted to be a basketball coach, and I thought maybe learning under his wing would help me. Well, I didn't get into Fordham because of my SAT scores. Even though they were low, I had a 3.8 GPA at the prep. Coach Witt went to the higher-ups on campus and tried to fight for me, but to no avail. So I had to go a plan B. It brought me to Lake Forest College in Illinois, a D3 school, or Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I wanted to play college basketball so bad and went to Lake Forest first to check it all out. Beautiful campus, everyone, by the way. Solid academics. But I'll always remember our campus tour. The women's basketball coach asked me, where else are you considering going to college? I said Marquette in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She said, it's between here and Marquette? I said, yeah. She goes, go to Marquette. No brainer. So I switched gears and decided to go to Marquette with the hopes of becoming the next great talent on sports television. I always wanted to be a broadcaster since I was a teenager, and after 4 years, I got my degree and started my sports anchor journey. In 2012, I started in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in Marquette, Michigan. Funny how that all works. 200 inches of snow the first year. And then, 2 years later, I went to Binghamton, New York, closer to home. And I had a blast covering Mets and Ottawa Senators minor league teams that were there. And also when I did news, I covered several murder trials that were on NBC Dateline. Then, the next year in 2015, when the sports networks got so big, actually, the talent for those sports jobs were few and far between. That's when I took a chance and moved out to the Midwest in 2015 at WGEM News in Quincy, Illinois, as a weekend anchor and news reporter. I moved up to morning anchor in 2018 and then got out of broadcasting in 2021 and took on a new career that I actually never expected. I'm a sales rep for Sunbelt Rentals, the guy with the green equipment, if you've ever seen it out and about in your communities. Been there now for 4 years, and I've been loving life the last few years. Well, that's enough about me because, you see, I still didn't answer the first question, or the main question, about this podcast. Why Fordham? It's an easy answer. They're the underdogs, the younger sibling, the team filled with no names, and I love every single minute of that. Here's why. When Fordham beat St. John's at the Rose Hill Gym on December 11th, 2010, I was watching from my computer screen in my dorm room at Marquette University. When the buzzer went off and Fordham won 84-81 in comeback fashion, I started crying. Not only because it was the greatest game of Brent Butler's career, hope we can get him as a guest and talk about it, but because it was David and Goliath. And it was a Cinderella story unfolding before our eyes, and I couldn't help it. It was just beautiful. If you've watched the game, if you know what I'm talking about, you have the same feelings as well. In the years as a ball boy and reporter, I've been a part of court stormings, nationally televised games, ups and downs, win streaks, blowout losses. I was under the baseline trying to help those teams in the mid-2000s grab big rebounds to seal victories, and I also heard the student section chant, "Sweep, sweep, sweep, ah, sweep," every time I put 110% into making that court spotless for the good guys during media timeouts. That's why I love Fordham. You'll hear me tell stories about the Rose Hill Gym, summer camps, core memories, and hopefully we'll hear from former players and reporters about times on campus you maybe haven't thought about or heard of in a while. Speaking of those memories, I still have my Freddie Says poster in the basement at home. It says, "Xavier is good, but I think the Rams are better." A true Fordham and Yankee Stadium legend. I miss that beating of the pan all the time. Someone needs to bring that back. I also miss when the superfan, we used to call him Vinny Testaverde, he would be crazy in the bleachers for every Fordham event, not just basketball, and not just men's sports. He was there for everything. It's memories like those that can't be replaced. When my brother and I went to 2 weeks of Fordham basketball camp in the summers, we met lifelong friends, connected with players and coaches in a way I may have never been able to. I learned about humility and respect from Brian Dunstan, my favorite player of all time, the importance of carb dinners from Luke Devine, and why a silent guy like Kevin Anderson was still a leader in the locker room. Oh, by the way, I beat Jermaine Anderson in knockout. He was a career 90% free throw shooter on campus. Couldn't help myself. I love to brag about that one. You can even ask my brother or anyone else about those great memories. You see, I love to tell these stories. It's what I was really good at during my time on the news. I love to ask the tough questions and get the details and raw emotion from coaches and players. Here's an example from a former coach, Tom Pokora. He's the current coach at Quinnipiac University. He told me he loved it when I interviewed him because I never asked him how he felt questions. I would ask, "You went to a small lineup with 3 minutes left in the first half, and you got out-rebounded 4 times during that stretch and allowed your opponent to come back in the game. Do you regret that?" His ears would perk up because I looked for the little things that could be a difference in that game. And honestly, I miss doing that. It's so much fun. So maybe this becomes my outlet right now, and I can share with you some history and also get some perspective from people who wore that uniform and let them tell them some of their stories that maybe none of us have even heard about. That's my goal for this podcast, and I don't know if it's going to be a weekly or bi-weekly thing with my schedule, but I'm prepping to do a lot in the coming weeks. Hoping to do a mix of young and old for everyone in this fan base and try to have some discussions about the current team as well. The amount of interview coach Mike McPayo requests have been amazing. I'll send a message to Joe DeBari in the sports information office this week to try to get that ball rolling. I've also been working with some people in the Fordham basketball community behind the scenes, and that has been a major help. Shout out to everyone out there. And let me put this out there. Spaces on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, the greatest thing that ever existed. I've been able to connect with so many people that I never thought I would. When I would be on X, I thought I was the only Fordham fan in the world. But turns out, there are a lot more of you out there than I thought, and you have a lot to say. That 25-win season just a few years ago really brought that out for us, and I'm just so happy we would be able to connect And I hope for years to come, we can do that for this team and so many more and smile about all those memories. Down below in the comments, I'll leave my contact information if anyone wants to send ideas, questions, or anything you want to share. If you want to bring up a point I want to read out every week, I would love to do it. I'm trying to be a voice in this platform, but I want you guys to take the lead because that's what this is all about, the fans. Have a great rest of your week. Next week, I'll break down the non-conference schedule for the current team and talk to a reporter who's been covering the metro area New York City teams for years. I'm honestly very excited for Coach MacPaio's first year because I want to see how the scientist worked in the lab all summer, you know? Will the Moneyball approach work? Can these current pickups in the portal make a difference in year one? What style, what brand of basketball are we going to see this year? As you can tell, I have a lot of questions, so I better get back to researching those and finding the answers out. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one. Go Rams!